We're here at the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance exhibit at Commodity Classic. With me is the chairwoman of USFRA, Nancy Cavazzangian. Nancy, you really just took over as chair for USFRA in the fall. And tell me a little bit about your experience so far as of being in charge of this still relatively young but very powerful organization.
It is young, and it's been amazing. We now have 87 organizations that are part of our group, so we're growing. And we are here so we can really consolidate our resources, get together as an industry, and talk to the consumer about what's going on our farms and ranches.
USFRA has become known for the food dialogues, but one of the things you're also getting into is research, and you just recently held your first research and food industry workshop. Tell me a little bit about that event and why you thought that was important.
Right, so we've been doing research because to talk the talk, we need to know what the consumer wants to know, the messages that resonate. But what we did yesterday was to convene the industry. So we're already together as agriculture, but we asked the rest of the industry, the people who have the direct conduit to the consumer, the PepsiCos and the Frito-Lays and the Costco's, those people to come together. And we also had Center for Food Integrity, and we had all our organizations together so we could share our research and learn from them.
What have you learned in this research, some of the ways that you can enhance consumer trust in modern agriculture?
Well, you know, we need to ask questions. I think that's a big thing to build trust. You need to know what the consumer wants. So a great place to start for a farmer or a rancher is to ask the question, what is it you really want to know? And then just talk from the heart, because farmers or people want to know what's going on our farms and ranches, and we can't take everyone there. So we have to try and bring them to the farm. They're interested in sustainability, in family farming, so we need to talk about those things.
Well, besides USFRA's research, were there any other organizations that shared research that was helpful?
Absolutely. The Center for Food Integrity. We had the dairy group share with us. We had National Cattlemen show some of their research. So, and then once we talked about a lot of this research and some of the companies shared their research, we also talked, where do we go from here and what can we all do as an industry to coalesce and just to talk better to the consumer?
When you talk about companies like PepsiCo, what's it like to interact with them? Do they understand agriculture? How do they feel about modern ag? And what do you think was their takeaway from this research event?
Well, I think they were really excited that we were doing this. They're happy to be part of it. They had a lot of really good ideas, and they're going to be able to use our resources and the faces of farmers and ranchers to help them. So it's a two-way street where we're telling them what we know, they're telling us what they know, and then we're all going out and using that information.
So what is down the road for you, for USFRA, as far as continued ag and food industry collaboration?
Yeah, we see this as a great area to continue the collaboration, to make sure that we're using our resources properly, that we all know how to talk to the consumer, and then that we get our messages out, and we can help each other both ways. And U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, we need to grow. I'd love to see every farm organization and ranching organization in this country part of us.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy, here at the USFRA exhibit at the Commodity Classic Trade Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.